The Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, America's first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about Mary Lee's young friends, Jim and Sally Carter, and the recipe of the week from Mary Lee Taylor's Friendly Kitchen. Did you know there's a brand new Mary Lee Taylor recipe book rolling off the presses? A beautiful 16-page book of holiday recipes, including wonderful candies, cookies, and dozens of other tempting holiday foods. To get a free copy, just do this. Print your name and address and the words holiday recipes on a postcard and mail the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. And I want you to know I'm happy as can be this morning because thousands of you have written me this past week to tell me how much you like the recipes I give you and how much you enjoy our Saturday morning story. And that's what I like to hear.
And speaking of our Saturday morning story, Mary Lee, what are Jim and Sally Carter up to this week?
This week, all their attention is centered on the baby.
The baby? But the baby isn't...
I know. Sally's baby is not due to arrive for several months. Just the same, today's story couldn't have happened if it hadn't been for the baby. You'll hear all about it. How'd you like a slice of our quick fruitcake, Dale?
Did you say fruitcake?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say how'd I like a slice?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, sure as my name's Dale King, I would. Let me at it.
Go right ahead, Dale. This quick fruitcake is a rich, dark fruitcake that's just about 48 cents a pound, and it will keep perfectly for 3 weeks.
This is wonderful, but you're wrong, Mary Lee. This fruitcake won't keep for 3 weeks. Not if anyone finds out it's here. No wonder this is the recipe of the week.
It is delicious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And later, I'll tell you how you can serve this and other tempting food. In fact, everything you'd need to serve at a party at a cost of just about 37 cents a person. So if you're entertaining six people, say, it will cost you only about $2.25.
Yes, when you use Mary Lee Taylor recipes and Pet Milk, you can always serve your family and your guests extra good food at lower cost. And now, Mary Lee Taylor's story of the week about young wife Sally Carter.
Not long ago, young Sally and Jim Carter moved from a comfortable little house in the small town of Midland to a room and a half apartment in bustling capital city, where Jim has a new job, and they're expecting a blessed event. At least that's how Sally feels about the baby that's on the way. And she's equally thrilled about another baby that has recently made his arrival.
Jim, listen to this. The young prince will be christened in Sandringham Castle, favorite residence of his grandparents, King George and Queen Elizabeth. He may wear the traditional christening robe of handmade lace, last worn by his great-uncle, the Prince of Wales. Jim, you're not even listening.
No, I'm listening, all right.
Just think, our baby will be growing up at almost exactly the same time.
Yeah, the young Prince of Wales photographed on his polo pony, while the Carter kid will be lucky if he has a pair of roller skates.
Oh, Jim. For heaven's sake.
The young prince goes to Eton.
I think it's Harrow, darling.
Okay, so it's Harrow. Where'll our son be? Jammed into a classroom with 60 other kids.
Just like millions of other good, solid American youngsters. And that's all right with me.
Well, it's not all right with me. I mean it, Sal. I want my son to have the things I didn't have when I was a kid.
Things? Like what, Jim?
Security, mostly. And that means I've got to find another job where I can make a lot more money than I'm making now.
Oh, Jim. Jim, you're such a sweet guy, and you get so mixed up sometimes. You talk of security. Do you remember what you said when we got married?
Well, I probably said a lot of things.
You said that our being married gave you the security you'd never had. The kind of security that comes from belonging to someone and being loved and wanted and needed.
And right now, I couldn't give a child anything more than the bare necessities of life. I tell you, Sal, I've got to find a way to make more money. Lots more, and fast.
Hey, Sal!
here, I found it.
Found what, Jim?
That lucky coin I carried all through the war, and I thought I'd lost it. It was in this box with all those papers I packed when we moved. Now I know something good's going to happen. Hiya, honey. Who do you think I bumped into today? Your old friend, Charlie Evans.
Charlie Evans? Well, for goodness sake, I thought he was in California. What's he doing in Capital City?
Don't ask me. Apparently, he's been all over the map since he left Midland. And apparently, he's in the money.
That was the only thing Charlie ever thought about, making a lot of money. Well, where in the world did you run into him?
I was just going in to lunch, and there he was, driving up in front of the hotel in the swankiest car I ever saw.
Was he alone?
Well, yeah. Why?
Oh, I just wondered if he ever married again. There was a lot of talk in Midland when he and his wife were divorced.
Well, he certainly didn't mention his family at lunch.
Oh, you had lunch with him?
Yep, and he wants to see you, Sal. He's taking us out to dinner tonight. Hey, that can't be Charlie. Not this early.
Oh, it's Nicky.
Hello, Nicky.
Hi, you two. Sorry to bother you, but do you mind if I use the community phone?
No, of course not.
Go right ahead, Nicky.
Thanks. There's one thing I hate, it's sitting around just waiting. Hello? Is Mr. Woody there? Mr. Alan Woody? Thank you. Getting all dressed up and not having any place to go. Hello? Oh, hello, Alan. This is Nicky. He said to give you a call, and I just wondered if... Of course I understand, and it's all right. As a matter of fact, I have something else to do tonight anyway. Of course. Some other time? Goodbye. Well, that's that. Guess I'll eat at Hamburger Heaven. Thanks for the use of the phone.
Hey, Nicky, wait. You have got a dinner date tonight.
I have?
Yep, with a big, handsome fellow by the name of Charlie Evans, friend of ours from Sally's old hometown. Isn't that right, Sally?
Yes. Oh, of course. Very nice, too.
You see, Charlie's coming to take Sally and me out to dinner. And if I know Charlie, he'd love a cute little gal to dance with.
He always did. So how about it, Nicky? What time's he coming, Jim?
7 o'clock.
Oh, that's wonderful. See you later.
Sally, you're wonderful. You always catch on right away. You see, what I really want...
is to find out how friend Charlie struck it rich. So you can maybe go and do likewise?
Baby, I didn't find that lucky piece for nothing. This is it. Oh, good grief. Why'd I have to ask Nicky to come along? He's liable to get so interested in her, I won't have two words with him.
Who, Charlie? Well, unless he's changed a lot, he'll spend the whole evening telling you how he's made his money.
Charlie, you're wonderful. I always did want to know someone who could order dinner without looking at the right side of the menu.
Well, what's money for if you can't spend it? That's what I always say.
This is fun, and it's so good seeing you again, Charlie.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, it's pretty swell of you three to cheer up a lonely guy in a strange town. After a while, even the best hotel suites start looking alike.
But you don't live all the time in hotels, do you?
Well, no. I have got a little 15-room place in Miami and a hunting lodge in Minnesota.
A 15-room place in Miami, a hunting lodge in Minnesota, and you say you're lonely.
Well, sometimes my son spends his vacation with
me.
How
is he, Charlie? My, I haven't seen Ted since he was just a baby.
Well, he's not a baby now. He's 8. No, I guess he must be 9 years old.
Well, what do you do with him, Charlie, when you're traipsing all over the country? It seems to me...
Oh, he's with his mother between school terms. Right now, he's in military school in California.
My gosh, do you have a home in California, too?
Well, not exactly. Didn't Sally tell you? My wife and I are divorced.
For heaven's sake, what woman in her right mind would let you go?
Well, thank you, Nicky. It just happened that I was out for the big money, and I had a wife who didn't think money was so important.
Well, any woman who can't understand that a man wants to get ahead, make money to give his family the things that maybe he didn't have when he was a kid.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Sometimes a man doesn't always understand what a woman wants.
It sure looks like I didn't.
Does your son look like you, Charlie? I'll bet he's cute.
Well, he has more hair than I have. I haven't seen him for almost a year.
It seems a shame, Charlie, to be missing so much of his life while he's growing up.
Well, he's getting along okay. He's got everything money can buy.
The lucky kid.
Sometimes that isn't enough.
For goodness sake, we're getting awful solemn. This is supposed to be a party. The music started again. Come on, somebody. I want to dance.
Hey, that's a good idea. How about a dance with me, Sally? Just for old time's sake.
Oh, no thanks, Charlie. I'd rather hear some more about you. Where you've been. What kind of work you've been doing.
Yeah, Charlie. What are you doing anyway? I keep telling Sally there must be easier ways of making money than just plugging along the way I'm doing. Big money, I mean.
Say, don't you people get enough of business in the daytime? There's an awful lot of swell music going to waste.
To get home.
Mm-hmm. But it was kind of fun to see Charlie again.
Sally, what did you let me do it for?
Do what, Jim?
Ask Nicky to go with us. Seems to me you could have done something about it. You knew I wanted to talk business with Charlie.
I know, darling, and I asked him to have dinner with us here tomorrow night.
You did? Oh, that's swell, honey. I knew I could count on you.
Charlie's a funny sort of guy. But do you know what, Jim? He actually asked me if he could be Junior's godfather.
Oh, he did he? He probably thinks Junior will need a godfather, him and all his money.
No, he won't need a godfather, Jim. He's going to have a father who loves him and understands him.
And who's going to give him everything money can buy. If Charlie Evans can do it, so can I. And tomorrow night's the night I find out how he made it so fast and so easy.
Hiya, folks. Dinner ready?
Oh, no, of course not. It's much too early, Charlie, but come on in. Jim will be home any minute.
Oh, he's not home yet, huh? Pretty cozy little place you got here, Sally.
I think so.
Sal, maybe this is out of line, but are you and Jim making out all right?
Why, of course, Charlie. What do you mean?
Well, the way Jim keeps talking about money and knowing you the way I do, I just wondered. Do you want Jim to make a lot of money?
Charlie, maybe you wouldn't understand, but I'd rather have Jim and the baby and me living right here in this little apartment together than live in the biggest house in the world. If Jim had to be so busy making money that he didn't have time to...
You mean time to be home with his family?
I guess what I mean is that the most important things you can give to a child are things money can't buy. And Jim has so much to give.
I know what you mean. I've been thinking lately myself, Sally, about the things I remember best when I was a kid. The scooter that Dad and I built together, and the times we went fishing, just the two of us. The way he used to help me with my lessons.
And those are the things Jim never had when he was growing up. His father and stepmother moved around from one place to another. But Jim didn't know what it was to have a real home. He had no roots anywhere.
Funny, I always thought money could buy anything.
Jim thinks so, too, right now. Oh, if I could only make him see.
It isn't easy, Sal. I couldn't see it. But gosh, I'd hate to have you two kids make the same mistake I made. If there's any way I can help...
I don't know, Charlie. It's sweet of you to want to help, but I think we'll work it out all right, Jim and I.
Sure. Maybe I can do something about it.
What, Charlie?
Never mind. But if it works, it'll be the biggest deal I ever put over in my life. Mighty fine dinner, Sally.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Charlie.
Charlie's the best cook in the world.
Nothing like a good home-cooked meal. I don't get them very often, living in hotels the way I do.
You never have told us about your work, Charlie. I know Jim would be interested.
Yeah, you were kept so busy dancing with Nicky last night.
Well, as a matter of fact, I did want to talk to you, Jim. I think I can make you a good proposition.
You what?
See, Sal, what did I tell you about that lucky piece? Well, let's have it, Charlie.
Well, this isn't small-time stuff, Jim. You and Sally both have to think it over pretty carefully.
Well, Sally's just as anxious for me to make good as I am, aren't you, honey?
Of course I am.
That makes it easier, then, because you're going to need to have an understanding wife.
What do you mean, Charlie?
Come on, what's it all about?
What I mean, Sally, is that Jim will be away from home a lot. You're liable to get pretty lonely.
Oh, then this is a traveling job?
Jim would love that. Imagine flying to the West Coast, New Orleans, Miami, staying in the best hotel.
Hey, wait a minute, baby. Charlie didn't say anything about long trips. I'd probably just be gone a day or two at a time.
I wouldn't count on that, Jim. In fact, it's more likely to be a month or two at a time.
A month or two? Oh, but how about Sally and the baby?
Well, how about them? Lots of women have babies without their husbands being on hand.
Of course, Jim, and you've already made the hospital arrangement. There's nothing to worry about.
Maybe not, but...
You'll probably have to miss out on a lot of your babies growing up, Jim. Birthdays, maybe even Christmases. But what's the difference? You'll be making money.
Oh.
What do you think, Jim?
If Sally doesn't mind you being away so much...
Listen, Sally'd get into all kinds of trouble without me around to look after her.
Well, I could go back to Midland with Mother and Dad the way Dad wanted me to.
You mean give up our own home entirely? And you live with your family while I'm living in nothing but hotel rooms?
Well, Jim, wouldn't it be worth it?
Not to me, it wouldn't. I was shuttled around pretty much when I was a kid. I've had enough of it.
But, Jim, you're not saying you don't want the job, are you? This is the chance you've been waiting for.
Better think it over, fella. I'll be here for the rest of the week.
We'll be back with Sally and Jim in half a minute. But first, a reminder to be sure to send today for your free copy of Mary Lee Taylor's Holiday Recipes. Just print your name, address, and the title of the book, Holiday Recipes, on a card and send it to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station. If you'd also like a copy of our valuable baby book, approved by a well-known doctor and used by millions of young mothers, add the word baby book to the card you send in for the recipe book. And now, back to our story.
I sort of hated to see Charlie go. He's really a very nice person.
Yeah, but I don't know. He sure missed the boat somewhere along the line.
Jim, are you sure you made the right decision turning down Charlie's offer?
Shucks, honey. Money isn't everything.
You're right, darling.
Yeah, what Charlie doesn't seem to realize is that there are some things money can't buy.
Of course, darling.
Things like security, mostly. The kind of security that comes from belonging to someone, and being loved, and wanted, and needed.
You're absolutely right, darling.
Dropping in on Jim and Sally Carter again next week. But right now, let's go out to Mary Lee Taylor's friendly kitchen, where you're always sure to get some good ideas about how you can serve wonderful food and save money on your grocery bill.
Yes, and today we're going to plan food for a party. The kind of food you'll be proud to serve, yet you can prepare it for as little as 37 cents a person.
And pardon me for pointing, Mary Lee, but that can of milk there on the table is one reason you can do so much for so little. It's pet milk, and that means it's good, sweet, whole milk concentrated to double richness. Yes, double rich.
Yeah.
That's why in recipes calling for ordinary milk, you can use pet milk mixed with an equal amount of water.
Yeah.
That's why you can use pet milk in coffee, thick, double rich, just as it comes from the can. And this wonderful stay-sweet milk, pet milk, costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. Pardon me, Mary Lee. Did you want to say something?
Well, I did sort of want to plan
food. Oh, sure, sure. Food for a party. What are we going to have,
Well, I thought we'd have two kinds of sandwiches. Tiny ones, you know. Not the Dagwood Bumpstead kind.
Okay. After all, it is a party. What's in the sandwiches?
We'll have deviled ham on salty rye bread.
Oh, boy. Now, that's where you'll find me, right next to the deviled ham sandwiches. I really go for that salty rye.
And we're going to have cheese sandwiches, too. Cream cheese on mincemeat bread.
Say, that sounds terrific.
It is terrific. And mincemeat bread is one of our holiday recipes in the new book.
Oh, I bet that'll be a popular one. But about our party...
Well, along with the sandwiches, we'll serve celery and carrot sticks. You know, crisp, easy to eat.
Listen, anything you dream up is easy to eat.
And we'll finish off with quick fruitcake and give the guests their choice of hot chocolate or hot coffee.
And right now, I'll bet you want to know how to make Mary Lee Taylor's quick fruitcake.
And I'm all ready to give the tested pet recipe if you're ready to write it down.
Okay, I'm ready. Quick fruitcake.
Mm-hmm. First, take 1/2 pound of vanilla wafers and break them into pieces.
Break up 1/2 pound vanilla wafers. Okay, anybody can do that.
Then soak the broken pieces in 3/4 cup of pet milk.
Soak in 3/4 cup pet, P-E-T, pet milk. Easiest recipe I ever heard of. What's next?
Mix 1 tablespoon of flour.
Mix 1 tablespoon flour. Mm-hmm. With what?
1 cup cut up dates.
1 cup cut up dates. Oh, I had a date one time who liked to cut up. Sorry, Mary Lee,
oh,
sorry. Go ahead,
dear.
Please.
1 cup seedless raisins.
1 cup seedless raisins. Now this begins to sound like old-fashioned fruitcake. Next.
And 1 cup broken nuts.
1 cup broken nuts. Okay, that's flour, dates, raisins, and nuts all mixed together.
That's right. Then, beat together these ingredients. 2 well-beaten eggs.
Now, wait a minute now. Beat together 2 well-beaten eggs. All right, I've got that.
1/2 cup sugar.
1/2 cup sugar. All set, MLT. Go ahead.
1 teaspoon ground allspice.
1 teaspoon ground allspice. Oh, golly, no wonder that quick fruitcake tasted so good. Sugar and spice and everything nice, like pet milk.
Well, you better write down 1/4 teaspoon of salt, too.
Okay. 1/4 teaspoon salt. So the well-beaten eggs, sugar, allspice, and salt are beaten together.
Mm-hmm. Then you stir that egg and sugar mixture into the bowl of pet milk and vanilla wafers.
I was wondering what happened to the broken vanilla wafers left soaking in the milk. So you stir in the egg and sugar mixture. And then what?
Fold in the fruit mixture.
Fold in fruit mixture. Now we've got everything together.
That's right. And you're ready to put the complete mixture into a greased tube pan that holds about 5 cups.
Put into greased tube pan holding about 5 cups. Say, I'll bet even I could make this quick fruitcake.
It really is very easy. The final step is to bake in a moderately slow oven, 350 degrees, 1 1/4 hours, or until cake is firm to the touch.
Bake in moderately slow oven, 350 degrees.
1 1/4 hours, or until cake is firm to the touch.
Yes. And how big a fruitcake does that make, Mary Lee?
2 1/4 pounds.
Well, what do you know?
And after the cake is removed from the oven, it should stand at least 5 minutes before it's taken from the pan, so it won't stick to the pan. A few other helpful tips. If you buy the 2-inch vanilla wafers, 4 dozen will give you the 1/2 pound of wafers called for in the recipe. The wafers should be left in the milk until they're soft and have lost their shape completely, so they can be mixed easily and thoroughly with the other ingredients.
And Mary Lee, will this quick fruitcake really keep all right for as long as 3 weeks?
It certainly will. Of course, it should be stored in a tightly covered tin box and sealed with a strip of adhesive tape, so none of the moisture escapes.
And better find a good hiding place for it, too.
One thing more. Leftover fruitcake that has become dry can be quickly refreshed by steaming in the top part of a double boiler placed over boiling water. Just keep the top part covered and steam the cake until it has softened.
If I may be so bold as to say so, I'll bet that'd be good with hard sauce.
Well, Del King, you're reading my notes.
All right, I confess. But what's that note about 7,000 feet altitude?
Oh, well, that's to remind me to tell our listeners that Today's recipe for quick fruit cake is all right to use at any altitude up to 7,000 feet.
No higher than that?
No. We haven't any testing kitchens located above 7,000 feet.
Oh.
So I wouldn't recommend using the recipe at a higher altitude than that. Oh, yes. I meant to tell you that in place of the dates and raisins, you can use finely cut or ground candied fruits, like cherries, pineapple, citron, and orange peel. But don't use more than the 2 cupfuls called for in the recipe.
And if you want your quick fruit cake to look like the color photograph featured in grocery stores,
you garnish the cake, while still warm, with flowers made of dried apricot strips, shelled nuts, and candied cherries.
And while you're admiring that color photograph of Mary Lee Taylor's quick fruit cake in your grocery store, better help yourself to one of the handy take-home recipe folders you'll find right with the color photograph. And while you're there, stock up on pet milk, too. With pet milk on hand and Mary Lee Taylor recipes, you can prepare some mighty delicious food for that family of yours.
Speaking of delicious food, Dale, the recipe of the week for next Saturday is one of the most popular recipes we've ever developed. It's for a melt-in-your-mouth confection that can be served as either candy or cookies.
Ideas, ideas. She never runs out of them. And you won't either when you have each new Mary Lee Taylor recipe collection as it comes out. So be sure to send now for the newest one, Holiday Recipes. Just write Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now, today's recipe for happiness.
Happiness shared is happiness doubled.
And now a reminder that tonight, Pet Milk brings you radio's outstanding singing star, Vic Damone, with the Serenaders and Gus Henschen and his Pet Milk Orchestra. Be sure to hear Vic Damone and the Pet Milk Show tonight over most of these same NBC stations. And now,
this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, America's first evaporated milk. Be sure to be with us next Saturday, same time, same spot on the dial. Remember, when it's milk you need, you save money when you get Pet Milk, the all-purpose, all-family milk that's been a favorite in millions of homes for more than 3 generations. Pet Milk, the milk Mary Lee Taylor uses in all her famous recipes. And remember, too, there's no better way to have better meals than to use Pet Milk and Mary Lee Taylor recipes. The Mary Lee Taylor program is directed by Al Chance. Del King speaking.